WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some in Congress are criticizing the move by President Trump, telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to request that grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein federal investigations be released to the public. Congressman Ro Khanna.
The grand jury testimony is largely about Epstein and Maxwell, not about all the rich and powerful men who abused, assaulted, and abandoned young women. Those people are still being protected. And by the way, the courts usually don't release grand jury testimony.
Many of the president's base continue calling for all information related to Jeffrey Epstein to be made public. The House narrowly passing a bill pulling back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid programs and for public broadcasting. President Trump's expected to sign a bill today, making a certain kind of cryptocurrency more mainstream. Many Democrats call it a conflict of interest because the president's family owns that type of crypto known as stablecoin. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
There's a new project underway featuring stories told by families in Wisconsin. The subject, how their lives could be impacted by cuts in the federal budget. Terry Barr has more.
It's called Storybook On the Line and focuses on firsthand accounts from people across the state.
Many of whom are not politically motivated, who don't generally step forward to share their story publicly, but feel that this bill will impact them in such a profound way.
That's Sandra Goldshine with the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy. She asked residents if programs like Medicaid, Head Start, and SNAP are important in Wisconsin. Goldshine shares what Julia Banker from Eau Claire told her.
She shares that Medicaid saved her life. She has been hospitalized in the past as she struggled with her own mental health. And it was Medicaid that allowed her to afford the treatment to get her on a path where she has opened her own business.
You can now read all of the stories shared through this project. We have an article with a link to the book on our network website. Go to civicmedia.com. US.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care, big league safety, as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and to highlight the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways every year. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today, nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend, and anything goes Friday. You and me for the all 3 hours, no guests today. And we have a lot to talk about. Is the man trap failing Donald? We talked about toxic masculinity. Was it yesterday or the day before? I believe it was yesterday. And I want to extend that conversation to how this whole manosphere thing kind of rose Trump up and now is taking him down. Also, in the second part of the first part of this first hour, why are Trump and the Republican Party working so hard to ruin America? I don't get it. I genuinely don't get it. I mean, there's a bunch of theories, but when you look at the totality of it, none of these theories actually hold up. So we'll discuss that in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, Trump's naked girl gift and his secret note to Epstein has been revealed by the Wall Street Journal. It was signed by Trump, and I pretty much guarantee that signature has been checked out. Trump also was ranting, I've never drawn pictures in my life, and so now the internet is full of all these pictures that Trump has drawn. Also, the suck-ups and cowards at CBS caved to Trump and canceled Stephen Colbert. What's going to happen to The Daily Show? Jon Stewart weighs in. Also, there's a special place in hell reserved for Franklin Graham, and I'll tell you why, at least according to one rather famous national pastor. In the third hour of our program, four big banks flagged more than $1.5 billion in transactions to Epstein and from Epstein on behalf of and around and with wealthy people, including thousands of wire transfers. We all need to be calling for the release of this information. And fired Epstein prosecutor Maureen Comey exposes a big truth. Fear is the tool of a tyrant. I mentioned this yesterday. I want to dig into it a little bit more today. So, a lot to talk about here. To start out, is the man trap failing Trump? I mean, you know, first off, there's this birthday letter scandal, right? Trump's naked girl gift and the secret note to Epstein and all this stuff. Ghislaine was gathering birthday greetings for Jeffrey's 50th birthday in 2003. And Trump drew a picture of a naked woman and then where her pubic hair would be, put his signature, which kind of looks like pubic hair, I guess, and said, happy birthday. May every day be another wonderful secret. And then there was this voice, there was this note, a typewritten note stuck in there that says, there must be more to life than everything. And then Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Trump, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. And Trump is claiming he doesn't use the word enigma. So now they've found all kinds of places all over the internet where he used the word enigma, too. So, and Mark Wayne Mullen, the Republican senator from Oklahoma, blocked yesterday an effort by Ruben Gallego to release the Epstein files. So we've got a Republican senator who's going. So we've got that. Then you've got Trump saying that Republicans who want to know more about Epstein are stupid. Now, my take on this is that Republicans, and I'm not talking about elected Republicans, I'm talking about the base, the Republican base. What they're really flipped out about is not the fact that Trump might have had sex with minors with Epstein. They've pretty much known that all along. I mean, he was bragging about women, you know, grabbing women by the crotch. He was adjudicated, I guess is the fancy word for civil hearing, for having, according to the judge, raped E. Jean Carroll or something close to rape. And so it's not like they didn't know this. I think what they're flipped out about is that there's all these powerful people that were in Epstein's orbit, including Trump. And that's awful close to the whole Illuminati conspiracy theory. And you can compound that by the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was Jewish. And now you've got like the perfect storm for the white supremacist Christian nationalist base. Oh, my God, a Jewish pedophile at the center of a network of very, very wealthy people. And that's what's got MAGA all flipped out. It's not the sex. And I think Democrats think that it's about the sex. And I think a lot of people in the media think it's about the sex. I don't think it's about the sex. But anyhow, Trump comes out and says Republicans are stupid, foolish, and weaklings. And Candace Owens says, oh, it seems like you think your base is stupid. How about that? Trump thinks his base is stupid. That's not working. Then you got J.D. Vance, and he comes out and says, we want to see the picture. Right? We want to see the drawing. Now, Trump is not saying we want to see the drawing, but J.D. Vance is saying we want to see the drawing. Now, why would J.D. Vance publicly ask for the release of something that might just be even more devastating to Trump? Well, that question kind of answers itself. I mean, he's the vice president. If Trump goes down in flames, who becomes president? J.D. Vance. So, yeah. This is, you could call it a calculated gamble. I think J.D. Vance is trying to stick a knife in Donald Trump's back, frankly. But, you know, what do I know? Then there's, all of these things are the things that are causing young men, particularly right-wing young men, particularly anti-Semitic, Christian nationalist, white supremacist, neo-Nazi young men, which is the base. You know, this is what put Trump over the top. This is the group. It's not probably that large. It's probably, you know, I don't know, 10-15% of the white male population in the United States, but it's large enough to win elections. And this is the group, this paranoid, hateful, bigoted group. This is the group that has really had Trump's back up until now. And this is the group that is turning on him. And then you've got the economic backlash, right? I mean, the tariffs are hurting everyday Americans. We just saw this in the inflation numbers. Wholesale inflation is not up, but retail inflation is. What is that? Why would that be? Well, because they're passing along the tariffs. And then there's the welfare cuts, Medicaid, the social safety net. A lot of these young people are using the welfare system. There's health and safety and leadership concerns about Trump himself, right? These young men, the manosphere, the Joe Rogans of the world, they want a tough guy. You know, and Trump is out there tweeting memes of himself with his head on Superman's body and, you know, Hulk Hogan's body and all this kind of stuff. He's always tried to portray. But now we're seeing he's got swollen ankles and bruises on his hands and he's kind of fat and he's looking old and, you know, that. But here's the thing. J.D. Vance is not Trump. I mean, if Trump goes down, the cult is not going to suddenly go, oh, J.D., aren't you wonderful? Although I'm telling you, J.D. thinks they will. Big mistake. And then there's also the foreign entanglements. This is a base that does not want to get, they don't want a draft. They don't want to have to go off to war. You know, these are, you know, America first people, right? So what does all this mean? Well, it's a kind of a doom loop of escalation as these young men and the bigots and the hateful group become increasingly disillusioned with Donald Trump. And I don't think this is going to work out for him. I'm not sure how it's going to play out or what it's going to lead to, but it's definitely not working out for him.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Right after this break, I want to get into why is the Republican Party, why is Trump trying to kneecap America? What's going on here? You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents, local law enforcement, and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Thank you.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Speaking of men today, guys, let me tell you about a deodorant that actually works. And I was really surprised. This stuff really works. Mando created a high-performance deodorant for whole body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. You know, the deodorant you're used to just masks odors or neutralizes them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic. It's skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando, and they have some great smells. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. 20% off site-wide, shopmando.com.
Well, the headline screamed war, but the truth took a nap. Well, Fox lit the match on the dear leader's map. They said 12 days of glory and waved little flags. While facts were tied up and tossed into bags, we bombed, we spun, we staged a parade, but forgot the small detail, we weren't in a raid. Now the smoke's all cleared and the truth leaks out. So Pete Hegseth comes to scream and shout. Intelligence briefings, air quotes required. A MAGA hat circus, not facts, just inspired by whispering voices in Trump's golden head, who said, hey, just pretend it was Churchill instead. They call it defense, but it's mostly offense. When the lies are this loud, they start to make sense. It's not strategy.
So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take, is titled, Why Are Trump and the GOP Working So Hard to Ruin America? Every day, it seems, there's some new way that Trump or his lickspittles in Congress are, you know, trying to tear down our country, weaken our defenses, pit Americans against each other, loot our government, and generally make life harder for everybody except the morbidly rich. Why? I have never seen anybody articulate a good answer to why. Is it, as Craig Unger suggests, that Trump's been a Russian agent since the 80s and he's just trying to destroy America on Putin's orders? Is it that he spent so many years burning with rage and embarrassment because New York high society ridiculed him that he just has come to truly hate America? Could it be that America fearing foreign powers, you know, Middle Eastern foreign powers and others that have literally already given billions of dollars to the Trump family, are basically paying him to destroy our country? Is it that Hez and Vance's and Musk's white supremacist, Christian nationalist, libertarian, or neo-Nazi ideologies are so intense that they're essentially willing to burn down the country if that's what it takes to expel people of color, elevate the rich, and resubordinate women? I mean, I can't find answers to these questions. Consider the stuff that these guys are doing. Why would Trump and the GOP condemn 12 million Americans to sickness and death by gutting Medicaid? Why would they destroy American soft power by killing USAID and condemn millions to death? Why would they fire so many workers at the Social Security Administration that you can't get through anymore? Why would they gut the State Department at a time when diplomacy is most needed for world peace? Why would they end food assistance for millions when 1 in 5 American children experience hunger at least once a year? Why would they refuse to enforce laws and rules that allow workers to form unions in the workplace? Why would they propose forcing all new Medicare recipients onto Medicare Advantage scam plans? Why would they refuse military aid to Ukraine for 7 long months and then give Russia 50 days to finish off their genocidal job? Why would they stop the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau from going after fraudsters and banks when they rip people off? Why would they eliminate major National Weather Service programs to warn communities about the dangers of flooding? They just shut one down. Why would they politicize the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Federal Election Commission? Why would they end net neutrality so none of us are safe online? Why would they shut down anti-cyber operations in the federal government? Why would they defund university research that leads to innovation and saves lives? Why would they cut unemployment benefits across red states? Why would they terminate support for people with student loans and gut scholarship programs? Why would they slash Affordable Care Act outreach budgets and allow junk insurance plans? Why would they reverse over 100 environmental rules, including those on clean air, clean water, and chemical safety? Why would they weaken Dodd-Frank, including the, you know, gutting the oversight of too-big-to-fail banks? Why did they dial back OSHA workplace safety standards and inspections? Why did they cut taxes on rich people while raising them via tariffs on working-class people? Why did they make it harder to vote? Why did they change the Federal Trade Commission to allow more monopolistic rip-off behavior? Why are they working to prosecute women who have miscarriages or abortions? Why are they making it harder to qualify for Social Security disability and supplemental income? Why did they end auto emission standards and increase our reliance on fossil fuels? Why did they pack the court with judges the American Bar Association says are unqualified? Why are they trying to destroy our faith in our elections and our democracy? Why did they fire the inspectors general who find white waste, fraud, and abuse across multiple federal agencies? Why did they weaken whistleblower protections? Why did they put the military on the streets of our cities in violation of posse comitatus? Why are they using state power to punish political opponents? Why do they create a network of concentration camps across America? Why do they allow a shadow cabinet of billionaires and theocrats to run our country via Project 2025? Why do they attack judges and prosecutors, leading to violence and threats of violence? Why do they foment violence, like on January 6th, as a political strategy? Why did they destroy our asylum and refugee system? Why are they pardoning insurrectionists, rapists, and cyber criminals? Why did they defund the IRS so billionaires can get away with tax cheating? Why did they ban books and censor libraries? Why are they criminalizing trans and queer people? Why did they roll back gun safety measures? Why are they defunding the arts and humanities and public media? Why are they gutting vaccine programs? Why are they nakedly politicizing the military? Why are they expanding federal surveillance powers while kneecapping oversight? Why are they criminalizing free speech, especially on college campuses? Why are they trying to revoke birthright citizenship? Why are they trying to attack freedom of the press and sabotage the U.S. Postal Service and undermine the census and scale back civil and women's rights enforcement and normalize autocratic language like vermin, scum, and calling immigrants animals? I don't get it. And this is just a partial look. Why did they kill the suicide hotline for queer kids? Why are they doing these bizarre tariffs? This is just an amazing amount of damage that is being done to our country, to our people, to our reputation worldwide, and frankly, to the power of the United States. Why? I don't have an easy answer. I mean, you know, you think if the billionaires just want tax cuts, why would they want to destroy the economy that made them rich? Why would we promote a muscular military policy like bombing Iran and then destroy morale within our ranks and destroy our intelligence agencies? What do you think is going on here?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls after the break. Stay with us. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Will you accept the challenge to go plastic-free for the rest of the month? It's more important than ever, and we have ideas. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Recycling rules and the cheat sheets you need to make a difference. The next new Wisco Weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Office of Violence Prevention, or OVP, in Green Bay will close after operating for only 2 years. A press release from the city said the reasoning is due to uncertain state and federal funding. This announcement comes as violence in the city has declined. The city saw peak gun violence in 2021 with 82 reported shots fired incidents. But by 2024, that number had dropped to 24, which is a 71% decrease. Homicides fell 67% between 2023 and 2024, and overdoses decreased by 63%. OVP Violence Interruption Program will end this summer, but OVP Director Andrea Cresson will remain in her role through the end of the year to assess how those initiatives can be continued elsewhere in Green Bay. One of the women who stabbed a friend nearly to death as children to please the fictional character Slender Man will be released. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Anissa Weyer and Morgan Geyser nearly killed their friend in 2014. All three of them were 12 years old. The two responsible pleaded guilty and were found by the court to be not guilty due to mental disease or defect. Anissa Weyer, who did not stab the victim, was released from a mental hospital in 2021. She lives with her father and wears a GPS monitor. Now Morgan Geyser, the one who actually stabbed the victim, will be released as well. She's been at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for 7 years now. She's now 22. Experts said in sworn testimony she's made progress in her mental illness. Yesterday in court, her release plan was approved by a judge, although the details were not shared publicly. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today, nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight, lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman program is fun, F-U-N, fun.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Another blow, they cut the cords, let it go. Medicaid gone, the safety net thin, the billionaires cheer while the poor can't win. State debt got it, diplomacy dead, Social Security hanging by. Or just our fate? Why are Trump and the GOP working so hard to ruin America? They banned the books and cut the aid, feel white rage and watch truth fade. Why are Trump and the GOP working so hard?
Yeah, there you go. Bring that back up.
In his ear. Are they drunk on hate and greed? Or just burning it all to plant their seed? Why are Trump and the GOP working so hard?
Why are Trump and the Republicans trying to gut this country? Why are they trying? Why? Why, and why do we put up with so much? I mean, why do elected Republicans put up with so much damage being done? I'm telling you, Barry Goldwater's rolling in his grave. Dwight Eisenhower's. That's incredible. Meanwhile, there is this new nonprofit. It's called the Republican Accountability Project. And Nate's going to play this video here, Sean. So if you want to bring up the audio for it. It's called the Republican Accountability Project. And they've got a new short little. It's living over on YouTube, but apparently they're going to start playing it in swing states and things. Check this out.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, Donald, we are still talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Why? Maybe it's because Epstein said he was your closest friend.
That was quite a straight.
Or that you repeatedly flew on Epstein's private jet. Or that you called Jeffrey Epstein a terrific guy who likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. Or that your Secretary of Labor was the prosecutor who let Epstein avoid federal sex trafficking charges. Or that when Epstein's co-conspirator was arrested for facilitating the sexual abuse of minors, you said that
I just wish her well.
Or that Elon Musk, your biggest donor and White House senior advisor, said you were in the Epstein files. Or that your attorney general said
you're going to see some Epstein information being released. A lot of names, a lot of information.
So, Donald, the reason everyone is still talking about Jeffrey Epstein is because Americans want answers.
Yeah, there you go. See, I'm telling you, I think this is analogous to the whole, you know, Illuminati hysteria. I really do. So anyhow, enough of my rants. What say you? What's on your mind today? Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. You forgot to mention Colbert's getting shafted because Paramount wants a deal, and Trump told him.
As a matter of fact, that's the top story for the next hour. But yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I teased it at the top of the show.
Yeah, he's getting shafted because they want a deal. Yep. But why I called is, I don't know about you, I'm getting sick of hearing 2016 all over again. What's the Republican base think? They're voters. You act like they're 50% of the voting bloc in this country. If that was the case, let's be honest. Scott Perry's running in Pennsylvania. He won by, say, 0.8%. Mm. Trump won it by 4. Do you know the governor's more popular by 10 points in that district, and he's going to help this girl?
Yeah.
This party ain't as big as people think they are.
No,
and I heard the other thing today. In Texas, they want to gerrymander 5 seats away from people.
From Democrats.
And you hear what the governor of California said. Go ahead. It'll be 50-2 in California.
Yeah, go ahead and make my day.
McCarthy's district will be gone.
Yeah.
But ain't you getting tired of hearing like they're 50%? What are they, 32% of the people?
I think it's fewer than that. When you consider that only about half of the voting populace in the United States actually votes. Trump was elected by about 25% of the eligible voters in the country.
I'm hearing the young kids in Gen Z's. It's almost like 78% can't stomach the guy. They're neutral, and 50% got a bad. But yet, I listen to the stock exchange. Oh, this country's going wild. Inflation? Oh, there ain't no inflation. Stock market's going crazy. Unemployment? What?
Biden put the economy back together, and we're still coasting on it. I mean, just like, Bush crashed the economy, Obama put it back together. Trump's first couple of years were coasting on the Obama legacy, although he bragged that it was his. But then he destroyed the economy in 2020. And then Biden put it back together again like Democrats always do, and now Trump is ruining it again. I mean, this isn't rocket science.
Are they going to lose the House?
This is history. I hope so.
Are they going to lose the House? Because a lot of people think they could get destroyed next year.
Yeah.
That's what they're scared about. Oh, 9 states, too, he wants their voting.
That's why they're trying to rig the elections.
He lost Colorado by 11. He wants their voting information.
Yeah, I know. That's why they're trying to rig the elections. Russ, excellent points all. Thanks for the call this morning. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I got some for your role today. When you got Ronald Reagan and Trump on the same page in the 50th or 75th anniversary of Time, that booklet that they made on page 127 and 128 is a centerfold and a circle of the Tiananmen Square statue-like of Liberty,
mm-hmm.
and the Rubik's Cube, and Trump with his hands and fists clenched and his half-hearted stance, and Ronald Reagan on one side and Gorbachev on the other. And the article has in it Ronald Reagan's tax cuts, but no spending cuts. The actual article of this spread.
Mm-hmm. Is this from the 80s?
It's worth seeing.
Jerry?
Yes?
It's from the 80s?
It's 89.
Huh.
It was the 75th anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
It is a picture because it's the same half-hearted stance he had with the Bible in front of the church.
Uh-huh.
It's just pictures to dwell on.
Fascinating.
Anyway, we're still down there in Venice with the Veterans for Peace on Sunday.
Good, good. So, Glad to hear it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, Tom.
Thanks, Jerry. Good talking to you. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. That was quite a list you read before about what Republicans are doing.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to finish it. I mean, the whole list is over on HartmanReport.com if you want it. But
okay, I'll look at it.
That's all 10 items.
That's all I called, but
okay.
Yeah, but just amazing list. But Epstein is the only thing that matters. Only thing that matters. And the reason why is because you know what else matters? Everything and everything on that list and everything else. And you know who's destroying everything? Donald Trump and the GOP. And we cannot right this ship until Donald Trump is politically excised from our body politic. We're only going to get worse and worse and worse. And this Epstein thing has been the best shot we've had in 10 years of removing him politically from the body politic. And so it's the only thing that matters. I mean, if you're like drowning and your thoughts are like, you know what, I'm kind of hungry and my car needs to be taken to the shop and I got to go to the doctor because the thing's acting up, all those other things are meaningless at that point. You got to stop drowning. So Epstein is the only thing that matters right now.
I agree with you, Brian. And I think what's happening is that, you know, per my Manosphere rant at the opening, I think what's happening is that, and particularly these young men who push Trump over the top, I mean, without him, without them and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk's money, Trump would not have been elected. He would not be president right now. And they're suddenly starting to sit up straight and look around and go, hey, wait a minute, this guy's a billionaire. Wait a minute, this guy has been involved in all kinds of corrupt stuff. He's making himself rich. He's taking money from foreign governments. He lives in a palace. Why did I ever think that this guy was my friend? Why did I ever think that this guy was like, you know, average Joe? And they're starting to realize that he's a con man. I mean, when you got Nick Fuentes coming out yelling F you, and saying Trump is the world's best con man or the biggest con man, Nick Fuentes, for God's sake. You know,
yeah, but a lot of people are saying it's a distraction. It's the thing.
No, it's not a distraction. I realized Nancy Pelosi said that yesterday. I don't think so. I'm with you, Brian. Brian, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. 45 minutes past
the hour. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here, exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back to your calls. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
The Bergstrom used car sale is underway at all Bergstrom locations. Get 4.44% financing for 72 months on 2,000 used trucks, SUVs, and cars. We're overstocked with thousands of local trade-ins from our recent June sale, and every vehicle is sale priced. Shop Wisconsin's largest used vehicle inventory, all with Bergstrom's negotiation-free upfront pricing, including our exclusive 7-day price protection and money-back guarantee for complete peace of mind. Plus, every Bergstrom used vehicle is certified certified and comes with a warranty. Have a vehicle to sell? Bergstrom will pay you top dollar and cut you a check the same day. Don't miss out on 4.44% financing for 72 months during the Bergstrom Used Car Sale. To approve credit on 2019 and newer vehicles, older vehicles qualify for different rates and 731.25. Choose from thousands of vehicles starting at $59.95. Local trade-ins, all sale priced from a team you can trust. Stop in to any Bergstrom location today or shop and purchase at BergstromAuto.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So this is all too familiar to me, and I'm sure it is to you, too. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat or congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick, and your choices are to tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope your doctor can see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room with a bunch of people coughing on you or open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications, prescription medications, to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. It's great for traveling, by the way. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit, and every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and I can get you $45 off. Just go to urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And when you check out, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom.
Fox and friends were weeping. Rudy poured champagne. They lit a fire of cheeseburgers and danced in the acid rain. It's Liberation Day.
Says the guy with 91 at Nightmare.
He's free from all the rules. Laws are just suggestions, right with the Bible upside down and his fist up in the air. He freed us from democracy and common sense and care. He rode a golden golf cart down Fifth Avenue with flags that said you're fired and a mob dressed red, white, cue. They banned all books but Art of the Deal and Maps Now Magazine.
It's past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Kevin in North Miami, Florida. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hi, thank you for your time. I just have a little short quip here. I think I can destroy one of the Republicans' favorite mantras.
Okay.
And they always say you got, they always say you got to run government like a business. Okay, fine. So what do you usually do when your business is succeeding? You expand your business.
Yes.
So they say run the government like a business, but what are they doing to this government? They're destroying it. They're shrinking it. So they are contradicting themselves.
Excellent point. Plus, businesses are run for profit and government is run for public benefit. They're completely different things. I mean, just the idea that you run a government like a business is stupid to begin with. I'm just astonished that so many people in the media allowed Republicans to get away with pitching this thing for so many years. because it's like I said, it's just stupid.
Well, now the proof is in the pudding, and the chickens are coming home to roost.
There you go.
So, I saw a great bumper sticker the other day. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go taco.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. I love it.
Remember that? Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, I do. Let's go taco.
Let's go taco.
Thank you, Kevin. That's a good one. Appreciate
the call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I heard a lot of noise at the bottom of the hour on the phone. You know what it was? People were giving you an ovation on that bottom of the hour rant that you gave. That just fires me up. And welcome back, because.
Oh. Thank you.
I took 2 weeks off too, and you just came back and got me fired up again. But Tom, I want to ask you this term that is used a lot called they. I don't really like it, T-H-E-Y, when we say they. Like, for instance, black people would say, well, they ain't gonna let Obama get in office, so to speak, or they ain't gonna put Trump in jail. So the elusive day, it always irritated me. But now I find myself using it because I'm looking at this situation with Epstein and I'm looking at the way the media is changing a little bit. And so I'm wondering to myself, have they gotten the most of what they needed out of him, the tax cuts, the gutting of the government, you know, the death by a thousand cuts that you mentioned at the bottom of the hour? I'm wondering, is it changing now? Have they, whoever the elusive they is, are they getting ready to turn them in? I mean, you know, just get rid of them, whatever reasons they find. Will it be health or will it be everybody knows that he has sexual issues, pedophile issues. He talked about his daughter in a sexual way, for God's sake. This is nothing new. And I know that these podcasters don't have this type of media influence where they can influence the narrative, what we've been looking at for, I don't know, since Trump came on the stage, they create this narrative.
Mm.
So am I seeing that right, Tom? Because I'm not buying these podcasters and these MAGA people are changing the narrative themselves.
Yeah, I don't know, CC, exactly what's going on here. It's got me scratching my head because, you know, they came out yesterday. Carolyn Levitt came out yesterday and said that Trump's doctors say he has venous insufficiency. And you know, in other words, he's getting old and his feet are swelling up. That may or may not be a big issue, but it's.
But these things are not new, Tom. He's always had health issues. That's
I know, but it looks like it's getting worse. But I'm just wondering if he's fixing to take, a health-based leave of absence and turn things over to J.D. And then J.D., of course, would immediately pardon him. But, you know, I just don't know. The thing is, I think JD overestimates his own base of support. Now, I don't think there's any support for JD Vance out there. I think the manosphere thinks of him, I mean, with his eyeliner and everything, and he's married to a woman of color. I don't think that he can pick up where Trump left off. And so if anything happens to Trump health-wise, whether it's something that simply causes him to have to leave the White House, or whether it's, you know, whether he just collapses, I think that's going to be the end of it. I really do. And it might be the thing that saves our country. Not that I'm wishing ill on him or anybody else. I never would. But, the guy's 79 years old. We'll be back with more of your calls here in the News of the Day on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it.
And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Denying that there's evidence in the Justice Department's Jeffrey Epstein files implicating him, President Trump on social media. Angry MAGA supporters allege a lack of transparency. Mr. Trump ordering the Attorney General to release more material. ABC's Karen Travers.
If it takes a while for it to come out, that means this firestorm is unlikely to die down for the president and his administration because they are facing pressure to release the file.
The third senior aide of the Joe Biden family has pleaded the fifth to a closed-door House Oversight Committee hearing. This is the chairman, James Comer.
Annie Tomasini, who was a key gatekeeper in Joe Biden's White House, joins the former president's doctor and a top advisor to Jill Biden, all of whom have asserted their rights against self-incrimination.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy.